Let me pray.
我们来祷告。
Father God.
我们亲爱的天父。
We come into your presence this morning.
我们来到你面前今天早晨。
And it is our desire to hear your voice.
我们非常想听你的话语。
Speak through your word.
我们真是来通过你来说话。
And we'd ask that the Spirit of God would help us to understand it.
我们恳求圣灵帮助我们来明白。
And may you enable us to not only understand it, but to do it.
也希望你帮助我们不光听明白，而且要做。
And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen.
There's a very famous church reformer from Germany.
一个非常的从德国来的这个教会的一个改革者。
His name was Martin Luther.
那他名字是马丁路德。
And he said this.
他曾经说过。
I must listen to the gospel.
我必须听信福音。
It tells me not what I must do.
福音不是告诉我要做什么。
But what Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has done for me.
而是神的儿子耶稣基督为我做了什么。
So Christianity is not about what we do.
基督信仰不是关乎我们所做。
It's what Jesus did.
而是关乎耶稣的所做。
At the cross.
他在十架上为我们所做的。
And we're going to explore that idea today.
我们今天要来讨论和这个来探讨这个问题。
If I could boil my sermon down to one sentence,
如果今天我把我今天要做要是要所讲的浓缩成一句话，
you probably would be glad for that.
可能你们都非常喜欢听。
So you could go home.
回家了。
It would be this.
是这个。
Our righteousness completely fails to keep God's law.
我们的义在神的律法前是一败涂地。
But Christ's righteousness completely satisfies it.
只有基督的义才能完全的满足律法。
We're going to look at two thoughts from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
我们今天要从这个马太福音第五章里头来思考这两个方面的问题。
Point one, Christ's relationship with the Scripture.
第一点呢，就是耶稣基督与神的话的关系。
And point two, man's relationship with the Scripture.
第二点呢，就是我们人与神的话的关系。
Let me give you some context for the verses we're looking at this morning.
我来介绍一下，就是我为什么要用今天的这段经文。
In the first 12 verses, we have the Beatitudes.
我们在这个第五章的前十二节呢，我们看到有登山宝训。
Those words describe the righteous character of a man that's been favored by God.
他这里的来说明了这些这个主耶稣所谈到追随主的人，他们得主喜悦的这几个特点。
In the next four verses, he described the influence those people should have in the world.
然后呢，他又说到这些人他应该在世界上有些什么影响。
He said they are the salt of the earth.
他告诉我们他们是世界的盐。
That means they should flavor a foul-tasting world with a savory Jesus.
他们就要用这个耶稣的这个香气来使这个非常这个很丑恶的世界呢，它得到一些美好的东西。
He also says that we are the light of the world.
耶稣又说呢，我们应该是在世界上做光。
And we're to shine that light. In this very dark, spiritually dark world.
我们呢可以照亮这个道德精神败坏的这个黑暗世界。
And now in our text, he talks about what righteousness should look like.
然后呢，主就开始讲怎么样才是真正的义。
So let's consider our first point this morning, Christ's relationship with the Scripture.
那我们先看第一点，这个耶稣基督和神的经书的关系。
The first part of verse 17 reads like this.
第十七节开始是这样说的。
Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets.
莫想我来是要废掉律法和先知。
From the very beginning of Jesus' public ministry,
从这个主耶稣最开始讲道的时候，
he faced opposition from the religious leaders of Israel.
他就遭到了犹太宗教领袖们的反对，也就是文士和法利赛人。
They debated the Sabbath with him.
他们和主去争论安息日。
They debated fasting with him.
他们和主争论禁食。
They debated ritual cleansing with him.
他们和主争论洁净礼。
They debated theology with him.
他们与主争论神学。
They accused him of associating with the wrong kinds of people.
他们谴责主跟罪人交往。
And they criticized him for never appealing to the religious leaders' teachings.
他们批评主从来不请教犹太的老师和宗教权威。
Instead, he spoke as if he had his own authority.
他呢反而说教起来的像自己充满了权柄。
Now they claimed he was declaring the scriptures of the Jews no longer operative.
现在呢他们又说这个说主耶稣基督宣布这个律法先知，也就是整个的犹太圣经，包括摩西五经、先知书的都无效了。
They believed he was teaching that the law of God was no longer relevant.
他们认为主耶稣基督说的是这个律法都已经过时了。
The word in our verse says abolish, which means to loosen.
在这个经文里面，这个废除这个字呢，字面上还有松动的意思。
They taught that Jesus wanted to loosen the grip of the scriptures on his people.
他们就说这个耶稣啊是想解除圣经对这个百姓的制约。
They accused him of negating its importance and impact on the people's beliefs and behavior.
他们谴责主他是否认圣经的重要性，否认圣经对百姓的信仰和行为的这个重要性。
They charged him with diminishing the scripture's value as a spiritual and moral guideline for Jewish lives.
对，他们就谴责主耶稣基督，他就缩小了那个藐视了主这个圣这个神的经文呢，对以色列人日常生活行为的这些指导性和。
He assured them nothing could be further from the truth.
但是主耶稣告诉他们，你们说的是完全的是错误的，不对的。
Listen to the second half of verse 17. I did not come to abolish.But to fulfill.
我们的主在这个第十七节的最后这后半节说，就我来不是要废除，乃是要成全。
He would never set aside, alter, or replace the law of God.
主呢，从来他不会无视神的律法，废掉、改变或用别的东西代替神的律法。
He was not proposing a rival system of laws.
他也不是要用一个别的系统来对抗，来代替神的律法。
To understand those two words, the law,
认识这个律法这两个字的话呢，
we have to understand how the Jewish people in the first century used it.
我们必须知道这个在第一世纪犹太人他们是怎么样用这个律法的。
Sometimes they used it to refer to the Ten Commandments.
有的时候他们是用它呢来指这个
In Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5.
它是在这个在我们的圣经里边的这个生命记里边的第五章里面。
And sometimes they used it to refer to the Torah.
他们有时候他们也是来说这个来指就是摩西五经。
The Torah are in your Bible and in my Bible.
在我们的 Bible 里，在犹太人的 Bible 里。
The first five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
前五本书就是创出黎明生三本书。
So sometimes the law referred to the Torah. Sometimes it referred to the law and the prophets. That means the entire Jewish scripture.
有的时候呢，它是说是摩西五经，有的时候它指十诫，也有的是呢，是说它整个律法和先知书。
We have the entire Jewish Bible in our minds.
整个犹太人圣经。
Genesis through Malachi.
我们也在学这一部分圣经，就是我们说的旧约圣经。
And then sometimes they used it to refer to the oral or scribal law.
有的时候他又说呢，又指的是这个口头和文字的这个小的规条。
That was the most common usage by religious Jews in Jesus' day.
这是耶稣时代 那个这些文士和法利赛那些宗教人士们他们最尊崇的这些小的规条。
It was that usage that Jesus and later the Apostle Paul really repeatedly responded negatively to.
也正是这些规条呢，就是耶稣和后来这个使徒保罗所多次谴责的。
So what was the oral scribal law? Let me explain that to you.
到底什么是这些小规条呢？让我来解释一下。
The scribes believed the broad principles of the Old Testament were not enough.
犹太人文士们他认为这个旧约中的这个大条的原则是不够的。
So they added thousands of rules and regulations on top of the Mosaic Law.
所以他在神的律法以上呢，他又加了几千条那种琐碎的戒条和这个规则。
Their religion was a legalism of external keeping of thousands of man-made rules.
所以他们的宗教呢，是表面上上千条人造的这些琐碎的戒律和这律法主义。
And that is what Jesus is responding to.
这些呢，正是耶稣的话，正是针对这些小的规条，来说的。
He was not rewriting or ignoring the true law of God, the scriptures.
他并不是重写或者是无视这个真正的神的律法。
I mean, after all, it was God's law. He made it. He created it and gave it to his people to live by.
对，这是神的律法，是神所立的，是让他的百姓来遵守的。
But we read in Romans 3:20 that he gave the law to help us understand what sin was.
所以在这个罗马书第三章第二十节说，他说神的律法是让人知罪，引人到耶稣面前的。
Listen to Paul's words in Romans 3:20.
让我们来听一下这圣经怎么说的。
By the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin.
所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
And then over in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 24, listen to what Paul says about the law.
在加拉太书第三章二十四节，保罗也是这样说的。
Therefore, the law has become our tutor.To lead us to Christ, so that we may be justified by faith.
这样，律法是要我们训蒙的师，是我们训蒙的师傅，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
How do we know when we sin? The law tells us. It says, "Don't lie." We lie. We've sinned. The law says, "Don't fornicate." We fornicate. We sin. So the law helps us know what sin is.
对的，当我们犯罪的时候呢，律法告诉我们你犯罪了。当我们说谎话的时候，那么那个律法就告诉我们你说谎话了。当我们去造假的时候，那律法就告诉我们你造假了。所以是律法是告诉我们你犯罪了。
So what Jesus is saying to his listeners?
所以耶稣就对他的这个下面的听众讲。
He said, "I have come to fulfill."The law and the prophets.
他说我来是为了成全律法和先知。
The word means to fill out or complete the law and the prophets.
意思是说我叫它更丰富，而且叫它更完全。
He didn't come to end it; he came to fulfill it.
他不是来终结它，而是要来使它完全。
Jesus was stating the law and the prophets would be completed in Him.
所以耶稣说。这个律法和先知要在他里面变得完全。
And that's what Paul says in Romans 10:4. Jesus is the completion of the law and the prophets.
这是在罗马书中讲的，耶稣基督是律法完全。
So what does that mean exactly?
到底这是什么意思呢？
It means he fulfilled the law in every way.
意思就是说他从各个方面都成全了律法。
He fulfilled the prophecies regarding Messiah.
他成全了先知关于弥赛亚的预言。
Jesus is the Messiah.
耶稣就是弥赛亚。
He fulfilled the moral law.
他完美的这个遵守成全了神道德的伦理。
He perfectly obeyed God's code of ethics.
他完完全全的来遵守了 神的这个道德和神的伦理。
And he fulfilled the ceremonial law of the Jews.
他也彻底的成全了各种犹太宗教仪式所要预表的。
All the types and symbols illustrated by various ceremonies came to pass in Jesus.
所以所有的他们犹太人宗教里面所有的仪式和习惯，他所预表的东西，耶稣全部都成全了。
And he fulfilled the judicial law.
他也成全了律法的公正。
He perfectly satisfied God's perfect justice.
他完美地满足了神的公义。
So Jesus' objective was not abolishing the law.
所以耶稣的目的，他不是要废除律法。
It was to complete the law.
他是要成全律法。
Now listen to verse 18.
来我们来看看第十八节。
For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass from the law until all is accomplished.
我实在告诉你们，就是天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。
So Jesus continued his defense with the scribes and the Pharisees by introducing a companion idea.
所以接着呢，这个耶稣就用这些强有力的这些词句来表达他的论点。
In our text, it says he began with the word truly.
他经常说我实在告诉你们。
In the Greek, it's the word amen or amen.
在希腊文里就是 amen.
It's used 31 times in the book of Matthew.
他在马太福音这一卷书里就用了31次。
And it was Jesus' way of emphatically pointing to a solemn declaration.
他就是用耶稣就用了这个办法来郑重声明，好让听众呢注意。
Something he wanted his listeners to pay attention to because it was really, really important, and it was the absolute truth.
对，是让所有的人都听到，说他说的非常重要，而且是绝对的真理。
He declared that the scriptures would remain in existence until God destroyed the present heaven and the present earth.
他宣布呢，神的律法将永远长存，直到呢，神将当今的天和地都毁灭。
Every promise will be kept and every prophecy will come to pass.
神呢，会持守他每一个应许，神所有的先知的预言都会实现。
What Jesus is upholding here is the inspiration of the scriptures.
耶稣在这里呢，他是持守了圣经中的一切启示。
The Bible is God's word.
圣经就是神的话。
And Jesus says, even right down to the smallest letter in the Greek, iota, which is how it's written in the Greek, and he says, the stroke. And that refers to the little serifs, the little commas, the little lines that separate one Hebrew letter from another Hebrew letter.
他是指讲的是在这个希腊文中，他写这个经文的就是最小的一笔一画一个符号，他一直到那一点上都不能改变。
What he's teaching us is that if you change the smallest letter or you change the lines that distinguish one letter from another, you change the meaning of what God says.
对，因为如果他告诉我们呢，因为你要改变文字，他改变文章中的一点点笔画和标点符号的话，就会改变整个文章的意思。
Jesus is saying the scripture is absolutely trustworthy right down to the letters and the lines.
所以耶稣告诉我们，这个神的话是一字一句一笔一画，它都是完全的正确，是可靠的。
Don't you praise God for this book?
Amen.
让我们大家都因为这本书啊赞美主。
It is the very word of God.
是神的话。
The doctrine of inspiration is critically important to our faith, brothers and sisters, as we follow Jesus.
所以我们在跟随耶稣的时候，神的话的启示对我们的信仰非常的重要。
The Bible is the very words of God.
圣经是神的话语。
Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3.
保罗在提摩太后书第三章说
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的。
Therefore, the Bible is authoritative and trustworthy.
所以于教人，于教训，督责使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
It teaches us everything we need to know about our faith and about how we should live our faith.
所以他告诉我们，我们所需要做的所有的东西，关于我们自己的信仰和我们应该怎么样行。
So let me get practical for just a moment.
我们来说一些比较实用的东西。
Whenever we look into God's Word, the Bible,
每次我们看到神的话，我们学 Bible, 学这个圣经的时候，
and He reveals truth to us,
他们向我们揭示真理。
We must always ask a question.
我们应该要问一个问题。
So what?
然后呢？所以呢？
So what if Jesus fulfills the law and the prophets?
So, 耶稣成全了律法和先知，所以。
So what if the scripture remains until the elements pass away?
一切都会废去，只有神的话是永远长存，所以呢？
So what if the Bible is God's word?
圣经是神的话，所以呢？
Then all these things I'm about to say are true.
所有我现在要 说的这些都是真的。
First of all, Jesus is the promised Savior of sinners.
第一点呢，耶稣是神应许给我们罪人的拯救。
He perfectly fulfilled the moral law of God.
他完美的成全了神道的律法。
He lived the life we could not because we are sinners.
我们没法过耶稣的生活，因为我们是罪人。
He was the perfect sacrifice to God.
耶稣是完美的赎罪羔羊。
He never sinned.
他从来没有犯过罪。
Even God, his Father, declared that of him.
他的天父，我们的他天父，我们的神，也宣布这一点。
In Matthew 3 and Matthew 17, we hear God's voice boom from heaven.
我们在马太福音 第三章和第十七章，我们都听到这个神的这个洪亮的声音 来宣布这一点。
At Jesus' baptism and at the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们在变相山和在耶稣受洗的时候，我们都听到神的。
You remember what God said when he looked at his son? He said, This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
神说这是我的爱子。我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
God declared his son perfect. But even Jesus himself, after 3 years of living very publicly in front of people, had a challenge for them.
耶稣在这个世上这个三年的时间里头。
In John 8:46, he said, Which one of you convicts me of sin?
他就是对这个反对他的人说他说：“你们中间谁能指证我有罪呢？”
I cannot say that because I know people who know me will go. Well, I know you lose your temper sometimes. I know when you play basketball, you give an elbow here and there.
我不能说这，因为我认识我的人知道我做不到那一点。因为我在打篮球的时候会用我的那个这胳膊肘去捅别人，去撞别人。
But Jesus never sinned.
但是我们的主耶稣从来不犯罪。
That's why God accepted him as sacrifice.
这是为什么我们的神接受他作为我们罪的
But what else is true? What else is true in the Bible?
还有呢？还有哪些真理呢？
Jesus is coming again for his bride. That's the church. And he is the bridegroom.
就是耶稣还要再来，来和他的新娘，也就是教会来会合联合。
In John 14, he said to his disciples, I am going to heaven, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go to heaven to prepare a place for you, listen to what he said, I will come again. And I'll receive you unto myself.
在约翰福音14章第三节说，我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。他说我会再来。
And thirdly, Jesus is the promised Messiah of Israel.
第三点呢，耶稣就是神应许以色列的弥赛亚。
And he's going to come with his church to the land of Israel and set up his kingdom one day.
他会第二次会再来和他的教会们来到地上来建立这个以色列的。
And he will fulfill all of his promises to the nation of Israel.
他会来完全所有的这些以色列的这些预言。
The fourth thing that's true.
第四点。
The Bible will outlast every effort to destroy it.
圣经要比一切企图诋毁他的势力都要长久。
Listen to the words of the prophet Isaiah.
以赛亚书说。
Isaiah 40, verse 8, he says, The flower fades, the grass withers, but the word of the Lord stands forever.
以赛亚书第四十节。第八章说草必枯干花必凋谢唯有我们神的话必永远立定
The Bible is an anvil that has worn out many, many hammers.
所以有人说啊这个圣经啊好像是一个铁簪子铁针啊它能毁掉好多锤它的石头是那个榔头
And finally, because the scriptures are enduring,
因为呢神的话是持久坚立的嘛
Its theological, moral, and spiritual truths remain unchanged.
神的这个理论，他的道德，他所属灵的真理，都永远不会改变。
Regardless of the changing times and the changing culture.
不管是时间的变化也好，我们生活的环境和文化环境的变化也好，这些都不会改变。
The world stands opposed to God's authority and truth.
这个世界呢，它和神的权柄和真理是相对立。
Instead of avoiding and calling out sin,
这个世界呢，它不远离罪。
The world practices, promotes, and even celebrates sin.
这个世界呢，它是不但不远离罪，它而且要犯罪，要推行罪，甚至呢，为了这个犯罪还喝彩。
My brothers and sisters, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不要让这个世界把它挤到他做的这个模子里面。
Pressuring you to ignore Bible truths because they claim they're old-fashioned and out of date.
不要听信他们的话，叫你们不信圣经。他们说圣经的真理过时了，你来忽略什么
？God's word is changeless, and we should still live our lives by it.
我们的这个神的话是永恒的，我们应该。
That's Christ's relationship with the scriptures. Now let's look at our second point, man's relationship with the scriptures.
以上呢是耶稣跟神的话的关系，下面我们要说我们跟神的话的关系。
First part of verse 19 reads like this, Whoever then annuls one of the least of these commands and teaches others to do the same shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven.
在第十九节的前半节说啊，无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国要称为最小的。
Jesus now turns to the believer's responsibility regarding the commands and instructions of the scriptures.
这里呢，耶稣谈论到我们这些信徒们对于神的话语中教导我们的责任。
They must not allow God's word.To lose its grip on how they live or what they believe.
我们不能让这个，我们不能松懈掉，叫是用我们必须用严格的用神的话来指导生活和信仰。
The Christian must not ignore or live outside the scriptural parameters.
我们作为基督徒不能无视神的话，不能活在神的话以外。
Jesus said, not even what appears to be little and unimportant in the Bible.
耶稣说哪怕就是越界一点点。
Because nothing is little and unimportant in the Bible.
因为在圣经里边没有不重要是微小就是微不足道的东西。
So he admonished his listeners to stay in their lane morally and spiritually.
所以我们耶稣去教导我们要严格的来遵循圣经的道理和伦理的标准。
And he warned Christians to not influence other disciples of Jesus by failing to teach God's truth or by failing to obey God's truth.
耶稣也警告我们是不要因为自己不传神的真理，不遵循神的话，而影响其他的信徒。
In verse 19, he says, But whoever keeps and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
在这个第十九节的后半节说，但无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，在他在天国中要成为大的。
So on the flip side here, Jesus now encouraged those who obeyed the commands of the scripture and taught others to do the same, stating they would be promoted in the kingdom.
所以耶稣在这里说啊，就是另一个方面，说耶稣鼓励那些听神的命令、传神的话语的使徒，说这些人呢，在天国里要被升高。
And then we come to our final verse, verse 20.
现在我们现在来看的最后一个经节。
Where Jesus says, For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
现在第二十节，耶稣说，我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
With this singular statement,
用这单单的一句话，
Jesus declared war on the cherished, meticulous legalism of the scribes and Pharisees.
耶稣呢，就向这些这些谨小慎微，这些这文士和法利赛人的这些律法主义呢，他宣战。
Their righteousness was based on trying to obey the letter of the law, but they broke the spirit of the letter.
文士法利赛人的义呢，他是基于遵守律法的字句，他却违反了律法的精义。
Their righteousness was based solely on the idea that they could gain merit with God by externally keeping the law.
所以他们的义呢，只是基于凭外表的这个外表的这些行为来守法律，来得从神那儿得到好处。
Their motive for obeying the law, plain and simple, was they just wanted to satisfy the demands of the law. They weren't driven by their love for their God.
很明显呢，他们唯一的动机呢，就想满足律法的要求，并不是出于对神的爱。
We must always ask ourselves, why do I do what I do?
我们应该经常问自己，为什么我这样做？
Why do I love God? Why do I obey God?
为什么我爱神？为什么我要听神的话？
The scribes and the Pharisees never did that.
这个文士和法利赛人从来没有问这个问题。
They just wanted to strive to look good in the eyes of the people.
他总想，他们唯一想做的就是他们所做的，他能得到周围人的称赞。
But their hearts were still unchanged.
但他们自己的心并没有变。
They needed conversion.
他们需要转变。
They needed regeneration.
他们需要重生。
They needed Jesus to transform them.
他们需要耶稣基督。来改变他们
so that they obeyed because they loved Jesus.
所以他们听神的话，因为他们爱基督。
It's clear from the Bible that we can never, ever satisfy the demands of God when it comes to the moral law.
所以从圣经里头，我们明显看出，我们没法用我们的行动和行为来满足律法。
The prophet Isaiah said that our righteousness, the very best we can do, is like a filthy rag.
在这个先知以赛亚说，他说我们所有的义都像污秽的衣服。
I can never do enough.
我们永远做不够。
Because the problem isn't this.
这个因为这样的问题是在这里。
Because I sin, I'm a sinner, or I'm a sinner.Therefore, I sin.
就是因为这个我犯罪，因为我是一个罪人。那么我是罪人呢，所以我肯定犯罪。
We are diseased with sin, and we can't do anything except sin. That's what we do.
所以我们呢犯了这个
sin
or
sin.
所以我们犯了犯罪的，我得了犯罪的病，所以没有办法不犯罪。
That's why we need a transformed heart.
这是为什么我们需要一个完全改变的一个心意。
Jesus can change us, and we become sinners still, but now we have the capacity to obey and love the Lord Jesus.
就耶稣呢帮助我们，我们虽然呢是有一个还是一个罪人的心，但是我们可以耶稣帮助我们可以来行神的话。
This must have been kind of discouraging to Jesus' listeners that day.
所以那天呢。 对于那天那个听耶稣这么讲的这些所有听众们可能是非常的心灰意冷的。
Because the common people saw the scribes and the Pharisees as the holiest men in town.
因为对一般人的说来说的话，这个文士和法利赛人呢是最属神的人，是在他们中间里头应该是最属神的人。
They were the big boys spiritually.
对，他们是这个精神领袖啊。
So they must have thought, if they're unable to keep it, how am I going to keep it?
他们就想，如果他们都做不到的话，那我们不是更没有希望吗？
But Jesus had already answered the question.
耶稣在这里已经回答了这个问题。
He told them, I have come and I am fulfilling the law, meaning he would keep the moral law perfectly, earning a right standing between God and man.
所以他耶稣告诉大家，他说他自己就能完全的，他能够完全的遵守律法，因此呢，他有权柄作为一个义人站在神的面前。
And he would later go to the cross and die as a sinless sacrifice for sin.
然后呢，他以后他会走向十字架，作为一个无罪的一个羔羊，一个赎价，为我们来死在十字架上。
One of my favorite verses in the Bible is 2 Corinthians 5:21.
我这个最心仪的 Bible 的那个圣经的一个经句。
And this is what it says.
哥林多后书的第五章。
God made Christ.
神使那无罪的
to be sin,
替我们成为罪
so that we might become the righteousness of God,
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义
in Christ Jesus.
在他里面
you said that already. And so we get his righteousness when we believe on the Lord Jesus, and he got our sin and its penalty.When he was nailed to the cross.
所以我们得到，我们因为耶稣基督的死，我们得到了他的义。而耶稣基督呢，因为他在十字架上的牺牲，来为我们赎了罪。
Martin Luther called that the Great Exchange.
马丁路德说这是一个伟大的交换。
And that's the righteousness that exceeds that of the scribes.And the Pharisees.
这个就是超越了文士和法利赛人的义的这个义。
So as I close, let me just make one simple application.
我就说一个应用吧，在最后。
What or who are you trusting in to save your soul?
你相信谁能拯救你的灵魂
？Are you trusting in?Having a Bible?
你是不是就是相信你就有一本圣经
Reading the Bible?
你读圣经就可以了
Singing a song to God?
你唱一首赞美的歌
Coming to church?
你来教会
Being a good person?
你做一个好人
There's a place for all of that?
是不是在这些以上的一些行为都可以有个地位呢
But it won't get you to heaven.
但这些不能带你去天堂。
There's only one thing that'll get you to heaven.
然后只有一个东西才能够，一件事能够叫你进天堂。
There's only one person that will get you to heaven.
只有一个人能够带你进天堂。
And that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
In John 14, in the upper room, Jesus said this to his disciples.
在约翰福音第四章。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.No man comes unto the Father except by me.
我是道路、真理、生命，不通过我，没人能够进到。
Jesus talked about the wide way that led to destruction and the narrow way that leads to life.
耶稣讲那个宽的这个大路呢，是引到灭亡，而只有窄路呢，能够引到天堂。
One way is a narrow way.
唯一的一条路就是窄路。
I became a Christian as a teenager back in Minnesota.
在明尼苏达的时候，当我十几岁的时候，我就成为了基督徒。
In the early 1970s.
在那时候是在1970年代。
And the Jesus movement had just begun.
那时候呢，耶稣这个运动正在开始。
And I remember they would run around and would do this.
他那时候大家都在就跑来跑去就做这个动作。
And what did it mean? One way.
One way. 唯一的一条路。
Yes. There's only one way to have our sins forgiven. There's only one way to get to heaven.
只有一条路能够叫我们的罪得赦免，只有一条路。
And that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督。
So I hope you're trusting him this morning as your Savior.
那希望今天早晨你就是让耶稣基督来作为你的救主。
Paul wrote to Titus in Titus 3.
这个在提多书第三节里头，这个保罗说过。
And he said, "Not by righteous deeds am I saved."
我们救主恩慈，
But by God's mercy.
不是因为我们自己所行的义救我们，是因为他的怜悯。
And so I trust this morning you've heard the good news. You just did, but I trust you've heard it before, and I trust that you.Have believed it and personalized it, making Jesus your savior.
So, 我希望哈，我相信以前听说过，相信今天你又听说过，听说了，我相信了你会呢，就是从今以后要让耶稣基督成为你个人的救主。
Jesus lived the life you could not.
耶稣呢，他所他过的这个生活是我们不能过的。
And he died the death you deserve.
但是呢，耶稣呢，他死了，他的死呢，是我们所是我们应该经受的这个死。
And God treated Jesus as if he was you.
神他对待他的儿子，就好像这他的儿子是你是一样。
And when you believe, he will treat you as if you are Jesus.
我们的，我们相信呢，神对待我们要像对待他的儿子一样。
So I call upon you today, if you've never trusted Jesus.To trust him today.
所以今天我对你，如果我对你说，如果你从来没有相信耶稣基督的话呢？
So my sermon in a nutshell was, our righteousness completely fails to keep God's law.
So 我今天的
Christ's righteousness satisfied it completely.
我今天的这个讲的这个道的中心就是呢，我们的义在神的律法面前是一败涂地，只有耶稣基督的义才能够完全的满足律法。
And I'll leave you with just one thought.
就一点。
The gospel is the only story where the hero dies for the villain. Jesus is the hero. We are the villain.
所以福音本身就是什么呢？英雄为了强盗赴死的这么个故事。耶稣呢，就是这里面的英雄，我们呢，就是强盗。
That's a good story.
这是非常好的故事。
Let me pray.
咱们来祷告。
Dear Father in heaven,
天父，亲爱的天父。
Thank you for sending your Son, the Lord Jesus.
谢谢把你的儿子，耶稣基督。
We're so grateful he died in our place.
把他送来，我们非常的感恩他为我们的罪在十架上赴死。
He paid our debt of sin to you.
他向你。为我们的罪付了重价。
And he rose from the dead to prove he was the Son of God.
他从死里复活，证明了他是神的儿子。
And he rose from the dead to prove that your justice is now satisfied in Jesus.
他从死里复活，证明了你的公义在他身上得了成全。
We praise you and we thank you for our Savior Jesus.
我们赞美你，我们称谢你为我们的耶稣基督，我们的救主。
And Lord, if there's anyone here who doesn't know Jesus yet as their Savior,
主啊，如果我们中间还有人不认识耶稣基督是我们的救主，
I pray that today they would put their faith and trust in Him as their Savior and Lord.
我们祷告，今天他们就相信认识耶稣基督作为他们的救主。
And for those of us who are your followers, Lord Jesus,
主啊，我们对我们这些已经是你的信徒的人。
Help us to have a heart that loves you so much that we want to obey you.
要帮助我们，让我们爱你，我们爱你，爱到我们愿意完完全全的信靠你。
And may we represent you well to the world in which we live.
我们希望求你帮我们能够在这个世界上能够为你做美好的见证。
And thank you for your word.
谢谢你的话。
We pray that you would help us to be. The people of the book.
我们真是求你帮助我们成为这个圣经里面所喜悦的人。
And we ask all of this in the Lord Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
我们请求这些是以耶稣基督美好的名。Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for the privilege to share God's word with you.
谢谢他给我的机会来那个分享神的话。
And James very kindly invited me to join you for your meal afterwards, but I already have a commitment to visit with some of our folks from Santa Rosa Bible. But thank you very much for the invitation.
张弟兄邀请Pastor Bauer 来参加我们的后来的聚会，但是 Pastor Bauer 已经有一个另外一个那个另外一个需要到别的地方去，所以就不能参加了。谢谢。
Thank you for trusting.